Good morning. It's Monday, January 20th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. In Columbia, the NAACP will host its 20th year of King Day at the Dome. The event has become the place where local leaders call attention to issues impacting communities and where presidential hopefuls come to court voters. Today, 8 candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination are expected to attend. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady has that report.
The Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was first observed in 1986, but it was 8 years later, in 1994, that Congress passed the King Day Holiday and Service Act. With the slogan, "A Day On, Not a Day Off," Americans participated in volunteering events across the country. Barbara Stewart is with the Corporation for National and Community Service. It's the federal agency responsible not only for MLK Day of Service, but also AmeriCorps and Senior Corps. She says South Carolina ranks 32nd in the country for formal volunteering.
We capture a percentage of Americans volunteering, and in South Carolina, it's about 30.8%, which is actually impressive because that doesn't take into account individuals who are helping in their community and in their church in ways that are much less formal. We've actually seen an increase in volunteerism in both South Carolina and throughout the country over the last couple of years.
MLK Day is the only federal holiday designated a National Day of Service. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
The group that awards accreditation to the University of South Carolina has determined that Governor Henry McMaster had undue influence on last year's search for a new president. The state newspaper reports the determination by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools means the university will have to submit a report and be visited by a special committee from the accreditation group. The university has already been told it won't receive any additional punishment from the presidential search. Universities that lose accreditation cannot get financial aid from the government, crippling the institution. McMaster's spokesman says it's ludicrous that the governor, as an ex officio member of the board, can't call other trustees. A woman was hospitalized and a man is behind bars after a shooting at an Applebee's restaurant in Greenwood. The Greenwood Police Department tells the state newspaper the shooting happened Friday night at an Applebee's grill and bar. Authorities say the incident began when the woman got into an argument with a 23-year-old man. Police say the man pulled out a handgun and shot the woman twice in the upper body, then left the restaurant before the woman was rushed to an area hospital. Her condition has not been released. The suspect turned himself in to police shortly after the shooting. He's charged with attempted murder and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. A 71-year-old woman caring for a family member's dogs in York County was attacked by a pit bull terrier. On Saturday, deputies responding to a 911 call about the attack found the woman lying on the ground and provided first aid until EMS could arrive. The woman was airlifted to a hospital in Charlotte for her injuries. Her condition has not been released. Upon further investigation, deputies discovered a total of 14 dogs at the residence, and evidence of the dogs being improperly restrained, aggressive, and lacking adequate food, water, and shelter. Code enforcement officers are also investigating the possibility the animals were used for fighting. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is set to give his State of the State speech on Wednesday. The speech will be the governor's outline of his goals for 2020. McMaster gave some hints about his priorities when he released his spending plan for the state earlier this month. Education was a top priority, with proposals to raise every teacher's pay by about $3,000 and to expand full-day pre-kindergarten to all four-year-olds from poorer families across the state. McMaster will also likely talk about tax cuts and rebates. McMaster's speech is scheduled for 7 p.m. Wednesday and can be seen on SCE TV. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.